This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Forget Norway, they crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget Norway, they sold Marcus for Christ. Ooh. I'll never forget Norway.
What a great day it is here in the Bahamas once again. Remark here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is what we do on a Sunday. We just simply have a great conversation. It is your favorite show on a Sunday. We so enjoy having you with us every Sunday. We know that you're going to sacrifice your sports and some of your other family activities to sit and listen to what we have to offer you today in terms of a conversation that will spark into the week. And as it is now growing into custom, whatever we discuss here today, Darwin, I'm more than happy to try to finish off tomorrow, because the hour and a half to give justice to any good conversation, it just doesn't happen. So we are thankful that we are ahead of everyone else on a Monday. Check that out, Darwin Russell. You got Morning Blend in the morning, and you got Aaron Green on the clock, and you got C.A. Nuri, you know, with Guardian in the morning, and you got Chivago Lang with Z-Line, and then you got, of course, us again. But we get to jump ahead of them. We're on Sunday, the first day of the week. So welcome to Remark. I'm sitting in the chair with none other than your good, intelligent, smart friend, humble, by the way, very humble, Darwin Russell. Darwin Russell, give greetings to your people.
Afternoon, everybody. Happy Sunday, Garth. Happy Sunday to the nation. I had two church services today.
So
two church services.
Double blessing today.
I am fired up and ready to go.
Well, you know, I never heard you speak in tongues. I hear some people speak in tongues. I mean, there you speak in tongues one of these days. We are coming to you today with a double blessing. Gabby said she's going to be with me tomorrow. I think I'm going to have a guest tomorrow. The guest is going to be Jit Kalma.
Okay.
Jit Kalma. We're going to have a talk with Jit Kalma tomorrow if he comes in.
Okay.
And on Thursday, I'm always scared to say these things and then they end up on other people's show.
Yeah.
Blue Johnson is supposed to pass through on Thursday.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis. I understand he might be coming. I'll see. But I'm trying. I'm trying to get some different perspective on politics in the Bahamas from a historical standpoint, where we are now, where we need to go, with different faces other than those who are aggressively seeking office. I just want their historical accounts. I don't want them to say, hey, I'm campaigning for Berry Islands and I need your support. No, I'm not going to run that type of show. I want us to get a more intelligent conversation on the political field. Like, what does it mean to vote and get the results that we need to push our nation forward? That's what I really would like to get to. Okay. Is that commendable or not?
Yeah, man.
Okay, good. Now, Darwin wants to talk about a situation that may be somewhat debatable. So once again, I use the word debatable. For those of you who don't know what the word debatable means, and you need to go to the dictionary or go to Google and ask them what does debatable mean. Debatable means we're going to have a whole lot of opinions today on this show, and you may be right, you may be wrong, it doesn't really matter. We got to talk about this, and today we want to talk about the housing crisis. Is there truly a housing crisis here in the Bahamas, or is this all fabricated? And I really, truly want to join this conversation because I want to know why we have a housing crisis. So I want to go back into the history of this. And so what I need you to do is I need you to call your friends, call your family like we normally do, call your coworkers, all those people, Let them know that Garth and Darwin is on the air right now, 96.9 FM. And we're going to have a very, very hot discussion today on the housing crisis. The phone numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Violence, 300-5720, or you can text us at 422-4796. I want to take a quick break to allow you to go and contact your people. Tell them, Remark, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, right now, housing crisis, hot conversation, Garth and Darwin. We'll be right back.
I want to love you and treat you right. I want to love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof right over our heads. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back. This is Remark on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Garth and Darwin. And today we're looking at the housing crisis. And you heard some music from the great late Bob Nestemali. And, you know, he's one of those gentlemen in our region who is a freedom fighter, but often expressed the reality of our existence. And one thing I can appreciate about that particular song is he's talking about love. Is that one thing, there's a difference between a home, or a house, I should say, and a home. Mm-hmm. And we all, I think, should want to achieve a home. Mm-hmm. But many of us live simply in houses or apartments. But then there's another side to this, that those of us who have nowhere to live.
Yes.
And it's called homelessness. And, you know, growing up in the Bahamas, Darwin, mm-hmm. you could never, ever have told me that there was a large block of individuals in this country mm-hmm. that was homeless. Mm-hmm. You may have seen someone now and then who you would have called a crazy person. Mm-hmm. But this subject matter today hits home with me because I too was in quote, homeless for 3 months.
Okay.
Not that I didn't have anywhere to go. It was just a state of mental existence that said to me, I need to go back to a place of neutrality so I can reset and move forward again.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the cause of that is when I got news that my mother was ill, and then I realized that we are not going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a beautiful mother, beautiful father, beautiful family. Everyone has their education, living in nice homes. We have beautiful friends, and we respected people. And then when illness comes or death comes, it's no respecter of person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were just one day enjoying the ride of life, and then one day someone knocks you off of that horse, then it causes you to say, you know what? Maybe I lived life the wrong way. Maybe I should have been more humble, more understanding, more compassionate. Maybe I should have had more appreciation for my existence today.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I now live. I live with every appreciation for those who are around. Even though some people may not appreciate me, I understand too that not everyone can appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
But do your part and move yourself out of the way. That's the way I now live. And so when we talk about a crisis, Darwin, what comes to your mind when you talk about crisis? What is a crisis? Because I understand that there is one political entity that may be saying to us, we do not have a crisis, we do not have a housing crisis. What say ye?
That's a fair question, Garth. To me, a crisis is a state of or condition that you find yourself in that is, I should say, significantly abnormal. I wouldn't just say on average, you know, slightly abnormal, significantly abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
So in our case, that would mean you have way more demand for affordable housing than you have supply of available affordable housing. Unfortunately, here in the Bahamas, you know, we don't keep really great statistics around this bit of information. A lot of it is anecdotal from the real estate agents telling you how many phone calls they get or the number of people looking for apartments but can't find affordable apartments and what have you. Bria might publish something recently, and we'll talk about it a little later in the show, is the Bahamas National Statistical Institute publishing a very comprehensive housing survey that speaks about some of the issues of relevance to our conversation today. But from where I sit, it seems as though when most people talk about the housing crisis in the Bahamas, they're talking about a function of affordability, not availability of units.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the folks that may be in other parts of the world, it may be both an availability of housing units and an affordability factor, but ours is more of an affordability situation. Right now, I think, according to the most recent statistics, the price of rent or the cost of rent has increased. I think I saw some 14%.
Mm-hmm.
And over that same period of time, wages have only increased by
2%,
right?
That's correct.
So when you look at those kinds of variances, it's really hard to not appreciate that people would be struggling in that area. My quandary for those individuals is, what are you doing? What are you doing now? Are you bunking and rooming with multiple families in one household? Have you decided to stay at home with your parents for a longer period of time? Are you living in substandard conditions because that's all you can afford? So what exactly are you doing? How are Bahamians surviving out there with 14% increases in stagnant wages, right? So that's, you know, for the callers out there that know of the challenges or are personally experiencing, I would like to see and hear some of your stories. We know for a long time, especially the PLP government and successive administrations have been wrestling with this idea of trying to solve this issue by a rent-to-own program. The PLP is known to attempt to build government housing. The FNM's strategy has usually been to provide lots for people and allow them to build their own homes. So they'll develop the subdivision, put in the infrastructure, and sell the lot, and you build your house. I don't believe that either of those strategies is optimal. I would be of the view, as the article has indicated, there were some 25,000 homes that, according to the survey, were unoccupied during the time of the census.
Mm-hmm.
It says 5% of those, and by calculation, that's 1,100 units, may be available, but 95% of them, 23,900, the minister described, Minister Keith Bell described, as not realistically available to ordinary Bahamian families. Mm-hmm. How's that for language? Not realistically available to ordinary Bahamian families. He goes on to say, 9,000 of the 23,000 vacant properties are vacant dwellings listed for rent. So 9,000 are listed for rent. 900 are listed for sale. 2,000 are short-term Airbnb rentals. 3,000 were seasonal winter homes. 2,000 were secondary residences, and more than 7,000 were derelict or unclassified. Let's assume we take the 7,000 derelict or unclassified, the 900 available for rent, and the 5% that may be available. That still gets us to 9,000 homes that could be repurposed for affordable housing. Even if you take out the 7,000 that you deem derelict and unclassified, that's still 2,000 homes available to be repurposed.
Mm-hmm. Now, before we go ahead and just simply begin to bash the politicians in our country, homelessness is not just subject to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a universal issue.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, what I have in front of me says 770,000 people right now in North America, the place where many of you want to run to right now. Oh, I'm tired of the Bahamas. I got to go to America. 770,000 people right now, before you arrive on the plane, already homeless in North America.
My Lord.
Out of that 770,000, the data says that some one-third of those people are habitual homeless individuals.
Mm.
We have an increasing number of people in America who are becoming homeless due to cost of living,
mm-hmm.
due to post-pandemic situations where they were giving them governmental assistance. That has now ceased. Inflation when it comes to rental and mortgages
mm-hmm.
is also taking place in America. But when you visit North America, the one thing I noticed, Darwin Russell, is a whole lot of land.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was in Michigan, I went home to Barron Springs. You should see the acres upon acres upon acres upon acres of land. Mm-hmm. The world is not short on land.
It's not.
But we are short on housing.
Yes.
And so what is the real issue in terms of what it means to have housing? Because we hear stories of grandparents or great-grandparents that when a man wanted to marry a woman in the Bahamas, he had to go build a house. He got a piece of property, and he would build a house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that culture still exists in the Bahamas. I think when you want to get married, you have a job. She may or may not have a job. That's typically how it happens. You don't normally find women who are working, and the man starts working, and they get married. Normally, the man is working, and they're going to get an apartment to start off with, or they come up with a plan to live with the in-laws for 1 to 2 years so they can start building their home. It's always some situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of homelessness, the Bahamas, too, is not short on land.
Mm-hmm.
What we are short on, I think, is financial injection. What say you?
Yeah. No, I can see the logic to that. But like I say, that depends on strategy. If so, you are going to build the unit, yes, you're talking about a very expensive proposition, which is why historically in the Bahamas, we've never built at best 200 homes, 200 government homes in any 1 year. And that was a staggeringly productive year. And if you say that the need, the demand is in the thousands of units needed, so you can see the significant gap that we're talking
about. Who are
these
people who need these thousands of homes? This is what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm not sure if I've read or seen published the persons, but we can extrapolate on who these individuals may be.
Okay, tell me who some of these people you think may be.
So these would be young professionals. These would be government civil servants who are 20s, 30s, looking for their first home. They wish to move out of their parents' home,
so
or move out of an apartment situation.
What would you say is the average salary for a young person in civil service at the age of 25, 30?
Less than $24,000.
Less than $24,000. Mm-hmm. And you can't establish a home with that?
No,
you can't get an apartment with that?
No, sir. So
are you kidding me?
Let's just say a $2,000 a month, right?
You're trying to tell me it costs more than $2,000 to have... You're talking about a home, not an apartment.
Either option.
What do you mean either option?
I'm going to show you. So at $2,000 a month is your salary. The banks would tell you that they don't want to finance a mortgage for greater than 30% of your income, right?
Okay.
That's a $600 a month mortgage.
Okay.
That ain't a whole lot of house at $600 a month, right?
What's that? That's like one of
maybe
the fabricated homes?
Yeah. No, but I'm saying you the purchase price of a home, including the lot, would need to be about $100,000 to justify only spending $600 on a mortgage.
Okay. An average home right now is going to be about $140.
$140 where?
Like you get one of those homes from that company on Village Road, not Village Road, on Shirley Street. Their home started what?
No. Wouldn't start that low anymore. You know what I mean? You got to go back.
What they
about 15, 20 years.
So what they started now?
You're probably closer to $180, maybe $200,000+.
So the houses that Minister Bell and those others are now building for governmental affordable homes.
Different.
What's those prices?
So what the government tries to do is the government tries to fix the payment, not so much focus on the price of the home.
So it's a longer period of time?
Yes. So they try to say, we don't want you to pay more than, let's say, $1,000 a month.
What I know from the civil service, like when you start to be a security guard,
yes,
janitress, mm-hmm, those people,
mm-hmm,
I figure they're looking at about $1,200 a month.
That's minimum wage, yeah.
That's minimum wage. Yeah.
So that's even lower than what the government would say. Or the
those
would say
people
will never own a home.
Not them.
No.
And this is why I say to these people, you can't just fold your arms, stop it. I mean, sorry to say this. Mm-hmm. You got to take 10% of your money,
mm-hmm,
and put that aside to go to school, man.
Mm-hmm.
Learn something,
mm-hmm,
and try to change your destiny.
You got to get married.
No. Okay, so let's say the security guard married a janitress.
That's correct.
How much money they got?
$720 a month to go to what the mortgage down. You got twice as much. And this is one of the ways or the reasons
you're
why
trying to tell me you wouldn't get the janitress and the security guard,
mm-hmm,
to get together, government, yes, janitress and government security guard to get together. And they can get a house from the bank?
Yes, sir. No. I'm not saying that they can. I'm saying that the 720 is what's available for them. So that's what I'm saying to you. We should be able,
okay, 720
with all of our
is
resources
and they have
as
1,000
a country
left to spend.
Between the two of them?
If that's what you're saying, if that's 720 is available.
Yeah, you say $1,200 a month.
So that's
24 between the two of them.
Yeah. Okay, so 24 minus the, which is, let's call it 800.
Yeah.
Okay, how much money we got left?
16,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So $1,600.
Is enough for everything else, eh?
You think so?
I'm asking.
I'm asking you.
No, to me.
They ain't
to
got
me,
no
that's
car,
enough.
But they ain't got no car. They ain't got no car. You
right?
Ain't got no note. You ain't got no cube.
Right.
So, the payment or the cube.
Man, they paying cash for that, man.
No, sir. No, sir. Stop your nonsense. Chris, you had this nonsense the other day, man. Listen, folks, give me a call, man. Darwin Talking Fool. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. Mm-hmm. The cube costs $400 a month.
Okay.
Now, gas got to go in a cube at $5.50
a
gallon.
Okay.
And you know you can't stay home.
Mm-hmm.
The woman, more than likely, can't cook. So, breakfast in the morning for the two of them is how much? I see you call her. Is what?
$15. Between two of them, $7.50.
Okay.
Each, yeah.
$15. For, yeah. Start writing them things down, man.
Okay.
Let me have this caller got to say.
Right. Go ahead.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, God.
Hey.
They say good day to you and your guests.
Hey, guy.
That's the host, man. That's Darwin.
Something with this housing thing here today.
Yes, uh-huh, sir.
You know, with the housing thing, I don't think every host need line, you know.
What do you mean?
Bill up.
He don't know about the Chinese model. He will go up in the air. He won't go to skyscraper.
I wouldn't even go to China. The Auckland's model.
But Auckland's 90% people.
90% of the Auckland's men have their store downstairs and they live up top.
Yeah, you're talking about a very different financial.
No, but not only that. What
situation.
I'm saying, David,
mm-hmm,
we can go like four stories up.
No, The government ain't give no permit for that. Not you.
Somebody else. No, I'm not saying me. I'm talking with government to build them.
No, government ain't gonna do it for you.
Here's the issue. I appreciate the suggestion and the commentary. I don't know if I believe that we're there yet.
Why?
In terms of needing that kind of density, because it has been demonstrated in a lot of places. You do not necessarily wish to cluster subsidized housing opportunities in one place, right? Because what you end up doing is you end up creating an environment where you may have, by not by design, but almost as evolves over time, those places have a tendency to get run down, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
which is why in a lot of places...
Host,
I know.
Let your host run out.
That's what you say. But in a lot of places,
you're paying for this. This is your own. I hear you.
This
your own. But let me say something in closing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all are familiar with Grand Bahama. They have a place
Jeez.
On Call Road in Grand Bahama called Basra Garden. That is where I get this thing from.
Basra? I know Grand Bahama well.
You know, I'm talking about Basra Garden?
You're talking about behind, that would be the Wendy's off of the mall drive?
It's on the main thoroughfare road there.
Okay, that's the mall drive.
You know, Dr. Roop had his clinic?
Yes, sir, I do.
Right down from Dr. Roop.
Okay, I know where you are.
That growing up, when I first started going to Grand Bahama to my son,
mm-hmm.
to my brother,
mm-hmm.
that's the most apartments I ever seen in a yard in my life.
Okay.
That had to be close to 80 to 90 apartments.
Okay.
And the person was so smart.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go to Grand Bahama as a school teacher for government, as a nurse for government, everybody's living there.
Wow. And
everybody must you work for who government mm-hmm. sent from now mm-hmm. to work in Grand Bahama's living there.
Mm-hmm.
And they got adequate parking there?
What? God, they had two swimming pools. They had tennis court. It was a nice environment. It was nice.
Okay, so where do you propose?
And when people move over there?
Yes.
A lot of them, like mommy had six sons. And my mother, only son who stayed in Nassau. All of them who died or died right in Grand Bahama.
Is that rental
and all
housing?
Of them were living in that same place.
Okay. Are they
now,
for rent?
All of them, the last two that live now, they have their houses. My other
rent,
two brothers who died. All of them, time as they move from there, they could have got a home.
But that's a rental property. That ain't no property you could own.
Government pays that rent.
Oh, government pays the rent.
Yeah, but we can talk a little bit more about that.
No, but there's a duality of strategy.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, no. Go ahead.
With that, you then say, and the place was conducive. It was a nice, I talk about a nice.
I hear you.
Nothing was missing from there.
I hear you.
Okay.
They park for the everything. I don't know what it owned it. But now I talked about it to some people from Grandma, but they say mm-hmm. it's now run down. But something like that, government needs to all get and put some people in there.
That's a good idea. I do not want government in the direct business of owning a single piece of real estate to re-rent to
Bahamians. No, they're not renting them. They're going to do them as homes, houses. They have the parking. All they have to do is build the place back up.
I hear you.
Okay.
All right, Julian. Yeah. One
okay.
We'll talk about that. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Caller, you're on the air.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good evening. How are you doing?
Hey, guy. We're good.
It's good to hear from you.
Great. I just wanted to comment on what was said about us not being there yet as related to high-rise buildings for homeowners.
Yes.
Yeah, and you saying that we're not there yet. I do agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. Let me explain to you the reason why.
Sure.
Tell me why.
I have traveled to a number of countries,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just talking from what I have observed. I've traveled to a number of countries, and for the most part, the persons who own those properties are persons, as you have indicated, are near minimum wage
mm-hmm.
or not too far removed from minimum mm-hmm. wage. All it takes is for two or three of those persons
yeah.
not to maintain their property.
That's correct.
And the whole, the whole building becomes run down.
Yeah.
I tell you no lie,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You go to Panama City right now.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Panama City right now.
Mm-hmm.
Near downtown, where you have the haves and the have-nots.
Yes.
You will see that prominently displayed
mm-hmm.
where you have multiple rundown, high-story buildings where people purchase homes.
Yes.
and they are deplorable. Yeah. I was never so dumbfounded to believe that you could be so close to downtown Panama, where you have millionaires and billionaires living, and
yes.
right next door to them,
yes.
you have these rundown, multi-story buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do agree with you. We are not there yet. I would prefer that to have one house run down
yeah.
on the property on the side of me
yeah.
and have the whole building then, run
yeah.
down. So I do agree with you.
Thank you, caller.
And all some of us have to do,
mm-hmm.
If you can't travel physically,
yes.
just go Google these things, and you will find these things to be so.
Absolutely.
I do agree with you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, man, great call.
Okay.
Great call. Next call on the line. Let's go. Caller, you on the line?
Sorry, caller. We didn't cut you off. Y'all can call back. Caller, you're on the air.
Darvin, Garth.
Hey.
Show. Yeah. Hey, my brother.
How are you guys?
Good.
Over here.
I was driving back, and I was listening to the conversation or the topic
mm-hmm.
that's being discussed, which is
housing.
Massive
mm-hmm.
in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's so many things that are not being addressed,
mm-hmm.
and I think you guys did this deliberately
mm-hmm.
in order for to have dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
The housing crisis is something that was designed from many, many moons ago. When Sol Kerzner bought Atlantis and did what he had to do, he wanted to push everybody on Mackey Street and everything else south.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a redirection of the roads and a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Bahamas became, over time, became unaffordable, which we are living at this particular state. Now, a young person getting married and doing that, and I think Darvin was who's, you know, the mastermind mm-hmm. of analytics and data.
Mm-hmm.
$720 a month. How can you buy anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I live in Cable Beach, and a few... I know what everything is. As you know, I'm a lawyer, and I see many, many things.
Yeah.
And we're talking $60, $70, $100 million out west.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm. The problem being is at this point in time is you have mortgage companies that are not lending to Bahamians, but they'll lend to the foreigners.
They will.
And at the same time, when you are you've already got a mortgage
mm-hmm.
and you can't afford, what the mortgage companies do is they are required by law to sell it at market value.
Yes.
So whatever the market value is at that point,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they acquire it and sell it for something that is quite astronomical.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many things going on. We only have so much dirt.
Yes.
And this has been going on for many, many years. New Providence has only so much dirt.
Mm-hmm.
We are inundated with people that came from Abaco primarily and the Out Islands, and they're living here.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a massive foreign workforce
yeah.
with big corporate, you know, companies
mm-hmm.
that are paying for rent and, you know,
housing,
that
sure.
can afford certain things.
Absolutely.
So the question really becomes is, the government doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
The government will give you a piece of land, like, Garth, what is that area that consistently floods?
Pinewood.
Mm-hmm. Pinewood.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Darvin.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was is they bypassed all regulations.
Mm-hmm.
We all know this.
Mm-hmm.
And neither government can give you. They can say, oh, we're going to give you land. We're going to
mm-hmm.
do this, that, and the other. The land they're going to give you is at, you know, GBIM
mm-hmm.
and a number of other things. And it's all substandard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a design to push out a number of us, and I'm talking us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say I bought my house for $10
mm-hmm.
30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth close to $600.
Okay.
Who's going to buy that?
Mm-hmm.
What Bahamian person is going to buy this?
Yes.
Not many. So the foreigners are coming in. They're buying it. Good for them. But they have the money to do what it is,
mm-hmm.
to push along. But when we're talking of millions, tens, or even hundreds of millions of dollars
mm-hmm.
for property in Nassau,
yeah, it's a challenge. Absolutely.
It's not a challenge. It is something that is concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can revamp the real property tax, the act that allows for the acquisition by foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a lawyer. I can't remember it just now. I just drove home.
Mm-hmm.
However, they have the right to sell these things.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to buy it?
Mm.
If we say, no more foreigners,
mm-hmm.
which won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But who is going to buy that property?
Mm.
Not me. I don't think you guys can. I'm just saying, you guys may be billionaires. But you have to sell it to somebody.
Yeah.
So is this going to be corrected?
Yeah, well, keep listening. We have some proposals to talk about
at
the end of the show.
Heavy, heavy contribution. Nico Mosco, good to hear from you. It's 5:40, folks, here at Garden Radio 96.9 FM. We got to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back. Well, that was great information. You callers are on point. We enjoy your contributions, and I'll continue to stay tuned in. This is Remark, Garth and Darwin. We'll be right back.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners. Or remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Janae's Chesapeake Road Christmas Wonderland is open. Get up to 40%, yes, 40% off decorations this season. Christmas trees in a variety of sizes and colors, and decorated by choosing from the largest variety of Christmas decorations in town. Musical LEDs and laser lights, ornaments, lighted angels and Santas, garlands, wreaths, tree skirts, stockings, and lots and lots more. Oh, the array of flowers and picks choices. And don't forget the toys, they're 40% off. Up to 40% off things Christmas at Janae's. Restrictions apply. Check out some selections online at www.janaes.com.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I want to love you every day and every night. We'll be together.
Is this love that we're feeling when we have so many people that are homeless? I know when I went to Grand Bahama, Darwin, you made mention that you are familiar with Grand Bahama. I know Julian made mention of Grand Bahama. And I know that when I was there, maybe you can tell us the reason why there were people living, was it Tino Beach?
Yeah, that was some of the reports.
Where people lived out of their cars. Mm-hmm. You had mothers with children. Mm-hmm. Had people that were grilling out. Mm-hmm. And that was home for the night. And then I don't know where they disappeared to the following morning. Mm-hmm. But I did understand at one point people were actually, Chris, breaking into foreclosed homes. Mm-hmm. And moving in. Mm-hmm. And living there. Mortgage and rent-free without electricity, mm-hmm. without running water. Mm-hmm. Do they have government pumps or spigots in Grand Bahama?
No.
So where they got the water from for the houses?
You wouldn't want to know.
People, we got to talk about this. If you don't have any information on Grand Bahama, if you ever been there, if you've ever had an experience there, give me a call. I need to hear about this.
I mean, I get experience.
323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 300-5720. Or you can text at 422-4796. Darwin believes he can tell me, but I know my boy is bougie. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, try me.
No, I mean, I can just give you a first-hand account. I had squatters in my place.
You got a place there, too?
Yeah.
I thought it was the only place we got places all over the place, man.
No, I had a place there, and they were in there for a while. I had to have them.
Well, give us an experience. What's going on?
I have to have them thrown out. You walk into the place, and, you know, I had to remove all the carpet. They defecated on the carpet.
What?
They damaged the place completely. I mean, the amount of damage that I had was absolutely profound. They would break into the back of the unit, and they were living their best life.
So how do you become number one homeless, mm-hmm. and then you find an accommodation, and the only thing you have in your mind to do is to utilize this place, and then you want to destroy it?
Yeah.
That's how you say thank you?
Yes, you would be surprised how often that goes on. Now, thankfully, things are changing, and that's because the landlords and the owners of those properties have gone in, probably have caught themselves financially, trying to fix the places back up, because the demand has picked up tremendously in Freeport.
Oh, it has?
For rental and for purchase. Because bear in mind, Dorian destroyed so much of the housing inventory that has never been built back.
Okay.
Because only a certain percentage of the population had insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So those that didn't have insurance have to come out of pocket to try to salvage what they had left. And then buying property and building new construction is very expensive. So Freeport is a market that you're getting subpar rents for vis-a-vis the cost of construction.
Mm-hmm.
So you're better off renovating your place that was damaged than trying to rebuild that same 2,000 square feet.
Wow.
The math just doesn't work. So you're going to see now, with the development that's going on in Freeport, with what's going on with Carnival, hopefully what's going to go on with Arlucaya, hopefully what's going to go on with the redevelopment of the Xanadu property, the demand in Freeport over the next maybe 12, 18 months, if all of those projects go off as hoped for, you're talking about a tremendous upswing even in rental rates and in housing rates, again in that market, which has been depressed for a long time.
Well, I'll tell you how it is here in Nassau, and I'm going to start talking strongly on this, and many of you may be familiar with this. I too have apartment units. And I've lost tens
of
thousands of dollars.
No doubt about it.
In renting apartment units. I want you people out there to listen when I say this to you as a landlord.
Caller, we come in.
Tens of thousands of dollars. Caller, I'm going to let you interrupt me because the lines are lighting up. Go ahead, callers. I'm going to finish my story in a minute, but go ahead, callers.
Yes, good afternoon to both of you, Alan Johnson.
Hey, Guy.
Go ahead, see Alan, how you doing?
Anyway, no, I only have a couple of minutes because it takes much time.
I've given you a lot of minutes today. This Sunday, we can chill. Go ahead.
Let me talk about Grand Bahama. The idea of potential homelessness was an issue that I raised 20 years ago. And I was the one who did the reporting concerning the individuals living on the beaches and the behind apartments and things going all the way before the 2007 election. And from then to now, my wife and I have written to the newspapers and other things telling about the impending impact that ignoring this problem will continue to have.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago, we, in clear details, described the impending move towards bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we watch trends, we watch data, not emotionalism. The property that the person was talking about, he was referring to a place. I'm not too sure. My memory doesn't remind me,
mm-hmm.
but I know it has a name now of Jasmine Garden.
Yeah,
and it's 72 units. I think it may have been called Basra Gardens as a child.
Yeah,
my years.
Mm-hmm.
72.
But the place is now considered derelict, and I think it was just purchased, and it's scheduled for demo and a new complex being built.
Gotcha.
A new complex being built.
Okay.
It's just been sold probably in the last 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But that's been derelict for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the housing crisis,
mm-hmm.
the problem is that we are speaking, you know, we're not speaking to them in the proper context, mm-hmm. of what we have. We don't have a housing crisis or housing availability crisis. The Bahamas is going through what is called a housing affordability crisis. Mm-hmm. And though we begin to use them interchangeably, they create a loop, you know, of going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to define the problem for what it is. You guys talk about it's a very simple formula for determining based on salary. And so what you do is you take the monthly income, divide by 3, and times by 10. And so because essentially if you look at $200,000 house, then you add various cost factors involved with it, you could generally, on average, you know, be a little lower, maybe a little higher, do 1% of the value of the home, mm-hmm. and that'll be your mortgage.
Right.
And so when you start talking about a $200,000 house, you're looking at a $2,000 mortgage, mm-hmm. including, if you extend it, if you do it for 15 years, that's only the mortgage, not including insurance. If you begin to extend it out to 30 years, mm-hmm. you could drop down to $800, $700, but the insurance and other different things will still bring it back up.
Sure.
To that amount. Mm-hmm. So just times 1% of the price of the home.
I got it.
And so when you do the $200,000 price of the home that the government is talking about,
mm-hmm.
and then you remember that the survey we did, but you need $6,000 a month to be in the middle class.
Yes.
Then that means if you need $2,000 a month for the government home,
mm-hmm.
you must be in the middle class to be able to buy a government
right.
home.
Right. And no, so, absolutely.
So then with any of those individuals who mm-hmm. household is not even making $6,000 a month
right.
has a problem. I know you guys talk about these tenements and other different things.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me, for a point of disclosure, okay, I am working with the Free National Movement mm-hmm. in regards to the housing crisis that
yes.
we are facing.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say within 90% accuracy,
mm-hmm.
their strategy for the housing crisis. And the mere fact that they did announce that they will bring 2,000 housing units
mm-hmm.
to the market every single year.
Mm-hmm.
What I want you to understand, and my wife wrote and she addressed this in the newspaper when people said it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Her question is very simple. If the Bahamas is incapable of building 40 apartment complexes or 50 units each, then we are really in a greater crisis than we think.
Mm-hmm.
The problem then, though, is the cost factor of raising these, but the financing part of it is for us, it's a proprietary information.
Mm-hmm.
And respectfully, the government of the Bahamas has been offered this 2 or 3 years before the FNM even took it under consideration.
Right.
But so what happens is that when you guys talk about these multi-story and rising,
mm-hmm.
these things have been accomplished and achieved in other countries. And I can give you one example. My brother and I, my twin and I, we live in a city called Carroll City. Many of you guys know it from the flea market and
yeah,
everything.
We do. Mm-hmm.
We worked as part of that team till eventually became the incorporated city of Miami Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being in my 30s at that time, I thought for me, 25 years was a very long time. But we did create, with tax concession, would you say legislation, policy, procedures, mm-hmm. an environment where these places where individuals who needed a government subsidy, where we give tax concession in exchange, they give reduced rent based on a percentage of the income.
Yeah.
And they blended in with the regular people.
Yeah.
And those places today, if you go down on the roads of 27 Avenue, you know, the places, they still look brand new. They did not become dilapidated, whatever, mm-hmm. because they had a mixed group of people, doctors, lawyers, nurses, mm-hmm. all the different things, living there even with any rent. No one was treated differently. Now, let me give you why I say the 25 years made a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those individuals, we work with them as part of a social safety net. And you could say maybe 50, 60, 70% of them did was able to solve their financial problem. But 25 years passed very, very quickly. And I use one example. My niece lived in one of those apartments while she was in college, and the rent was $1,700. But after the 25 years had expired, within 1 month, the landlord told her that same unit for $700 was now $1,700.
Right.
Because so now in my wisdom to understand that 25 years been a huge problem may take longer,
mm-hmm.
I now know that it may need a little bit more than 25 years to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not one thing fit all. But you know the arrogance of ignorance and youth, that you think you know everything,
yeah.
but you learn. So my point is that if we come through the affording housability crisis,
mm-hmm.
it requires a financial reset of many of these individuals, not because they're the hump. The problem is that we have not grown the economy. If you look at the wealth destruction.
That would be true, C. Allen.
Just give me 30 more seconds.
I know you do, but I got it. My phone's lit up.
I understand.
Okay,
go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
In the wealth destruction in the survey of the government of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
you saw where inflation and other things ate away at their fixed salary. When you extrapolate that outside of the government, you could then see that easily 15-20% of these individual salaries, the prices have went up 20%, and their salaries and other things have not kept pace.
Yeah.
So you have to then have a strategic economic growth policy combined with a housing strategy,
mm-hmm.
where in the future these individuals could meet, and then you begin to experience the net zero effect,
mm-hmm.
of the investment of government in housing.
Fair enough.
And it's not as complicated as it sounds, but it's a data-based discussion we have to have.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sounds good, my friend. Thank you for the call. Remember the other caller? Did I lose the other caller?
Guys, y'all can call back. We apologize to ventilate his thoughts today. Usually on the Sunday show, as you know, we have a little bit more time to allow the callers to speak rather than when we're through the week. When the calls are coming in much more rapid fire than they do on Sundays. So hence the reason I'm sure you guys love talking to us. But for those callers that we weren't able to get to, please call us back. It wasn't our intention to have you waiting. So you can give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. The Family Island customers, 242-300-5720, and to our texters, 422-4796. Go ahead, Garth.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult, Darwin, and I try, people just don't understand it's an mm-hmm. etiquette, you know, it's a courtesy, because
mm-hmm.
I try to tell people to keep your conversation as limited as possible. Not that what you're saying is not important,
mm-hmm.
it's just that other people are also trying to make a contribution.
Absolutely.
They're on the line and they're holding, we try not to have people hold for too long. So those callers that we just missed, go ahead and give us a call back if you can. Darwin, I was telling you, I'm a landlord, tens mm-hmm. of thousands of dollars lost. And I heard what C. Allen had to say. I heard what you had to say. And my issue is this. It takes, first of all, a vision
mm-hmm.
to even consider being a landlord.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to work like everyone else, work mm-hmm. extremely hard, and do something that many people just do not practice, which is savings.
Mm-hmm.
You got to save your money sufficiently enough to impress the banks to say, based on your job history,
mm-hmm.
based on your level of income, based on your affordability factor, we are comfortable enough to loan you this money
yes.
to establish real estate.
Mm-hmm.
While you have acquired this real estate, you still have obligations to the government for property taxes.
Yes.
You still have, and I want people to listen to me again, you still have to pay for maintenance.
Insurance.
Maintenance is, the house has to be painted. If you don't paint the wood, termites are going to come in, and they're going to eat the wood, and you're going to have to replace the wood. And hurricanes come, you're talking about loss of shingles, loss of roofing, loss of windows. You're looking at your yard space. You're talking about anthills and other rodents in the yard, and You got to do exterminations. You have electrical shortages. You have plumbing issues. You have malfunction of toilets and the faucets on for the dishes. Mm-hmm. The list just goes on and on and on. Broken light switches. Your pavement outside is broken or it has to be repaired. It just continues. You gotta cut the yard. You gotta get someone to landscape the yard and keep it looking presentable. Mm-hmm. This is a cost to the person who owns the property. Mm-hmm. And for you to come there now and say, the person says, you know what? I need to move out of this neighborhood, because we all have this where we have one bad neighbor that just makes you want to move.
Yeah.
So you say, you know what, to hell with this. If I can turn this house into two apartment units as a duplex, mm-hmm. this would be sufficient enough for me to pay the mortgage.
Yes.
And from my income, based on my income and my savings mm-hmm. and my level of in terms of income, I can now move further to the west. We like to go east and west in this country. So I'm going to go west. Now you have your place for rent, and the people come to you with a free. Don't pull up in no Mercedes Benz or no BMW to go pick up no rent. I can tell you right now, you ain't getting that money. You ain't getting that, because I made that mistake first. I remember when I had a Mercedes, and I brought that Mercedes from California. We had that Mercedes in California, silver Mercedes. We brought a big 40-foot trailer full of furniture, mm-hmm. and we parked that down in Bamboo Town, and I already had 5 units. Jesus, you know, that's where I live. So you know, I parked it in Bamboo Town, and I had a tenant that used to stammer, you know, mm-hmm. and so I went there and I know the rent was due. I mean, I just come from California and pay all this money for customs and everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, Hey, brother man, you got that thing for me, eh? So Chris, boy, I thought he had a stamina problem until he really put it on me then.
What are you talking about?
Jesus Lord, he looked at a Mercedes. That was a Mercedes E320.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
Sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And that big trailer full of them nice oak furniture, mm. cherry furniture.
Mm. Heavy.
Yeah, man, I had some teak furniture.
Yes, sir.
Man, I bring this from California. Mm. So I think that I just live in.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Lord, I ain't get no rent. I had people who owe me rent for a year.
Yes.
Can't get no rent money from these people.
They cold with it.
Boss, man, they always have an excuse. So guess what? While they are not paying, if you're still paying a mortgage on the building, that means now the landlord has to find what you are not paying. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The issue with you people, too, is this. Mm-hmm. You're complaining about something in the place that you broke.
Yes.
You broke the toilet seat.
Yes.
You have the toilet that can't flush. Mm-hmm. It's you. Mm-hmm. It's you who break the door handle and you who break down the doors for the bedrooms. Yes. It's you who doing these things. Mm-hmm. But you know what you say? The landlord placing up to par.
Yeah.
And these are the same people who ain't want to pay you a dollar. Or people who owe you money. And I don't know, they look at you like you're rich because mm-hmm. you are a landlord. So now you've fallen behind on your bank payments and you cannot tell the bank why you've fallen behind, because they ain't listening to you.
Well, you've identified one of the issues with that contribute to the rental side of this housing crisis, in that landlords are withdrawing inventory,
you better believe it,
units from the market.
That's right.
Because of the way that their properties are manhandled and mishandled.
Yes.
So I am better off renting my unit for $75 a night, even if that's all I could get on Airbnb, because that person is paying up front.
That's correct.
For my rental. And as a requirement, they clean in the place before they leave.
That's correct.
Because you're giving them instructions on how you're supposed to leave the place when they go.
That
and
is correct.
And if they don't leave it with sense, you call Airbnb and Airbnb hid their credit card for what you tell them the people break up and damage and destroy.
And it gets worse. You now have to go and go to the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Take time from your day. Because you're a working person.
Uh-huh.
You take time from your day, go to the courthouse, get the paperwork. You got to file all this paperwork. Mm-hmm. Then you got to go find these tenants.
You do.
To go serve them the summons, to go to court, mm-hmm. explain why they ain't paying their rent.
Yeah.
I saw someone in court, a lady, mm-hmm. who had a lady as a tenant with her husband. Mm-hmm. She was going to court for 3 years.
Yes.
To try to get this tenant out. You know why she couldn't get the tenant out? Because every time they go to court, the woman pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go to pregnant. But she said the people have got a new car.
Yes.
they got new baby crib, mm-hmm. and they burn the AC all night long. Mm-hmm. But they ain't paying $1 in rent. So these people got game. Mm-hmm. And so now that you realize that these tenants of ours mm-hmm. in this country mm-hmm. think that the landlords is goons,
yes.
just as you just said, yes. we pull the inventory. Mm-hmm. Like, right now, I got 2 empty units this month alone, mm-hmm. and people calling me, oh, I hear you got 2 yeah. units. I ain't renting that to nobody. I'd rather go in there and sell fish and honey
I agree.
Out of that building yeah. than to have you live in there.
Yeah, I'll never put my inventory back in long-term rental.
I ain't doing that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's sad because people are frantically looking for a place, and guess what? The least amount of places available to rent, the higher the cost of rent goes up.
Yes.
That's why the rent for a one-bedroom efficiency or one-bedroom in this country Absolutely. Now is $1,000 mm-hmm. because you cannot find apartments. Mm-hmm. When we were trying to be affordable to you, say, you know what, I'll give you a break. I'll give you some low mm-hmm. affordable rent. Mm-hmm. You act the fool.
Yes.
You didn't mash up the place and try to tell the landlord, you broke, you this, you mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. you ain't no good, you this, mm-hmm. and they spread your name all over the place. I just pay my rent.
Yeah.
Look at the place. And you know you ain't paying your rent money. Yeah. That's a part of the housing crisis right there.
It's a very real issue, Garth. It's a very, and I think that the strategies for dealing with the rental side and the purchase side or the ownership side have to be different. If you are going to go into the rental space, I think, first of all, I think we need to be a bit more, be able to accelerate the process of eviction.
Yes.
I think we need yes. to get to the place where we go into wage garnishment for back rent. There just need to be a bit more zero tolerance. And I also think landlords themselves have to be held accountable for the quality of the units that they're putting into the rental inventory. You should not be able to put any old piece of trash and have people being in there without appropriately functioning
That's
appliances
true. It has
and,
to be
and
habitable.
Infrastructure. It has caller, to be. You're on Remark with Garth and Darvin.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Garth, how you doing?
We're doing good, man. I'm sitting here with Darvin Russell.
Yeah, hey, Darvin, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, good, buddy. We talking housing today.
Yeah, I'm a builder, like my man. Mm-hmm. I'm here. When they had all the dope money back in the 80s,
mm-hmm.
I had friends. I said, gentlemen, let's buy all this land in the city. Let's build houses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's buy all this land. See, I never believe in renting. And God, you all there anyway. If I go in the space, I turn the air conditioner off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But being me, people so wicked, mm-hmm. so conniving. I can build a house and sell. I can get all my money and you all to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
These people wicked, you know. Because that's why, hey, when God defends this country, mm-hmm. look at all the dope money.
Hey, man, laughing at you, right? But you are right. Go ahead.
Okay, see, I know what time it is, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
I would have $10,000 cash, but I had to pay staff, I had to pay electricians, some of that money. This is that dope money. Something ain't got a house. Let's pay rent. Buying bicycles. What do you do with the money? Come illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
The other people come and buy the whole in the city. The human rent from them.
Mm-hmm.
But when God friends with this country,
mm-hmm.
look here, not working right in this country.
Yeah.
The taxi driver, I just watch them online. God. They blocking my thing. And I blame them. But then there was and King's because I know the person who shut the country down.
Mm-hmm.
You pay the contractors with the prime minister. You bring back all of my sons. And I thought, I'm so happy. I said, yeah, but everybody, the country runs smooth and everybody gets here on time. I was like, but hey, it's okay, things stop.
Mm-hmm.
All your taxes, be my taxes, be my taxes, be him, and
mm-hmm.
all we're doing, but clamming. But our people hate me.
Mm-hmm.
Prime minister, our people hate me. This country is a word of civil war with the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I love you, do something.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate you as always.
I appreciate your call. Now, he brings something to my mind when we're talking about the housing crisis and even the state of the country,
because
the country is really our home. That's mm-hmm. the home for everybody here, mm-hmm. the Bahamas. The attitude that we have within us is the very same productivity that we see outside of us.
Okay.
The way you treat me as a landlord and you're a tenant is exactly what's happening to our country, but caving in because of the lack of love for each other and respect.
Mm.
Yes, the government has a responsibility, but you also have a responsibility to yourself to govern yourself accordingly.
Absolutely.
Education in this country is free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying to you. It doesn't matter where you start. We always say that. Education is available to all in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot have people come from the South into this country, go to school, get an education, go to the University of Bahamas that was intended for you and go off to New York or to Toronto or to London and come back here and own 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 apartment units.
Yeah.
You go figure that out.
Okay.
You have that same opportunity. You didn't have to come across here on no boat. Mm-hmm. The only boat you know about is the mail boat. Mm-hmm. Or you come over on the plane. Mm-hmm. And when you reach Nassau, everybody has a right to education. Let's start there. When you want to be a homeowner,
yes,
you got to go to school and do your schoolwork. I will start right there.
Okay.
Because many of you feel that you don't need to be vested or interested in your children's education. Yet, you don't have a home. You think your children get one if they keep getting those grades what they're getting?
Yeah.
You got to learn from your mistakes that, you know what? I do not want what happened to me to happen to my child.
Yeah.
Take the responsibility. Go to school. Do your school. Tell you something. There are many people who go to the government school system and end up getting scholarships from wealthy people in this country.
Okay.
There are wealthy people who are philanthropists who will sponsor your child to college or university. The gentleman who grew up with in Bamboo Town, his name is George. You know South Beach and you know Bamboo Town. Everybody knows Manny George. Manny George used to cut all our yards. All. Everyone. I say A-L-L. He was everybody, as we used to say back in the day, and I'm not saying this in a derogative fashion, Haitian. That's our Haitian. We used to say Haitian back in the day. And all this time, I look at Manny George, and we love Manny George in Bamboo Down and South Beach. That's our Haitian. Like I always said, that's our Haitian. Yeah. And all this time, we're thinking, that's just our Haitian. He never complained. He always do the job. If you ain't got the money, he'll get it later. Never give you no problem. He ain't a problematic type of people that come into this country. I came back from school, came back here in 2006, saw Manny by Porky's gas station. I said, what's going on, my brother? He said, boss, are you all right, man? Are you all right? I said, boy, you right there living in South Beach now? He said, yeah, man, you live in South Beach. I said, but man, are you still working hard? He said, yeah, I'm working hard. I said, so why are you working so hard still? You're getting old. He said, well, you know, if I didn't work hard, my son couldn't go to medical school. Hello? Hello? If he didn't work hard, his son could not go to medical school. I can give you another story. Right there, 6th Street de Grove. I ain't call the name, but she'll know I'm talking with them. Mother Pratt sponsored his son to go to Cuba to become a medical doctor. These people coming from overseas coming here, doing their schoolwork, impressing people in their neighborhood. You know Mother Pratt lived right there on 6th Street?
Yeah.
This man is so brilliant. He has so much to contribute to this country. She made sure he got an education in Cuba to become a doctor. So when Bahamas makes this excuse about we have a housing crisis, I can't afford a house. You got to take some of this blame for yourself, Darwin.
Okay. All right.
Do your schoolwork. Impress somebody. Go on the job. Do your work. Stop coming to work late. Huh? When you make a couple of dollars, you can't go buying just smokes and drinks. Things that, well, you talk about our smokes, you talk about our drinks. You got to put some of this money aside. You can't give, now see this what I mean, Darwin, part ways, Chris. You can't give Rev all your money.
Oh, Lord, look at you.
Rev living by the lake. Rev got Learjet. Rev got 10 car. You can't give all to Rev. You give it to Jesus, but don't give it to Rev.
Don't make me up, Chris. Cut your mic.
Cut me. Huh? You can't go into them seven.
We almost made it the whole show without you being trapsy. Almost.
You can't be going to them church but don't close. I know, but the church be open all 7 days of the week, all day and night. You can't be going in there hoping.
You are not
with
safe.
With your little change that I could make some money to go get me one house. That ain't going to happen. The housing crisis in this country is due to personal mismanagement, Darwin Russell.
Okay.
Now, I know the government have a responsibility.
Yes.
But you can't blame everything on PLP, FNM, or COI, or DNA. It ain't their fault. It starts with you.
Agreed.
So if you want vote because you ain't got no house, like how the people going in the bush and chop down all that bush or Michael Rowe talking about they won't get their free acre. Now, let me fix your business today.
Yes.
That's why Michael Rowe flooding right now. All the trees gone. All the trees gone. All the coal that's burning in the back there and burning down people's house in Coral Harbor is them same people. You got to be decent. You got to be orderly. You got to be responsible.
Yes.
This is your fault.
I would love to rent you an apartment, but I cannot trust you no more.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jesus. You love Jesus, but not the way you're treating my property.
My Lord.
And you don't want to pay me no rent. Every excuse in the world. Oh, I get paid late. Or it's back to school. I had to go get school supplies. What school supplies you had to go get? And the politician, I'm giving up free school supply every year. Huh? During Hurricane Dorian, the prime minister said no one had to pay rent for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know I lost money for 6 months?
My Lord.
You still got to pay the bank, though. You know the bank was still collecting the money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Caller, you're on the line. Go ahead, caller.
God.
Hey, buddy.
Pretty man. Good afternoon to you and Gavin.
Hey, right here cooking up this pot, but I don't know if it tastes good.
Yeah, man.
That was a trap seat.
Yes, don't put too much salt in the pot.
He put too much salt and pepper.
Listen,
uh-huh.
What you're saying is true. How come back yonder, our grandparents, them, didn't have big-time jobs and plenty of money like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But in your face, open, you said, a man has to go get his house first before he go looking for a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we get the big... pulling down $1,000 a week and all this money, but we still ain't doing the right thing what we supposed to do.
I want you to believe that.
And after it, then we start blaming everybody.
Yeah.
And our children come up and say, well, Daddy, Mommy, what's going on? You've been around this town all these years and you ain't even get a house ready to put us in. You keep moving from place to place.
Jesus, help us.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So how is it? Those men, they used to get together on a holiday. If I put down my foundation, we come together, cook up some food, we wake, put my house together, when it's yet time, and we go on. You and your wife, you move inside. But now, we ain't seen it. But we make some bad choices, man.
You know, right now, ain't nobody...
I mean, you want to look good and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't believe that we are getting old. We think we're going to stay young forever and dress up and this and that. But you got to first get yourself, save up some money. And the banks, see, the banks know just who us is. They live among us.
Yes.
They know Bahamians don't like to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? They do. They don't want to lend you this type of money, and they can tell you you can't afford to get this kind of money stuff.
Boy, you're like a smart man. You're a very smart man.
Thank you, caller.
You're a very smart man. You know what I like what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He said they know Bahamian people don't like. Now, he just said that generally.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But a whole lot of y'all do not like to pay bills. Now, the biggest bill of that, and I gotta get soft now, Darwin, but a BPL bill don't play, though.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of sick that don't play. That bill right there is almost half of your mortgage.
Yeah. For some people, it is bigger than their mortgage.
What you got to do with that BPL bill, you have to manage that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find out why you're burning so much light. Now, let me tell you how I go, Darwin. I funny, bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like mixing up my things with nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you see that washer and dryer in your house? If you ain't got no energy efficient washer and dryer or none of them propane dryer,
take it out.
My friend, for your pride, you can pay half your mortgage on BPL.
My Lord.
You people talk about, oh, I got to leave the air conditioner on all day so when I get home with cold.
Mm-hmm.
Your pride. And for your extra comfort, you can pay half of your mortgage. For you people them who like to just run your water day and night, you can pay.
Mm-hmm.
And when your bills are equal to that of a mortgage, that means you're paying a double mortgage. The bank never estimated you to be paying a double mortgage. And that's why the minute one person, like a husband and wife, one person loses their job, what happens, Darwin?
They go bankrupt. They lose the house.
You lose the house. The children got to go to government school. And the rest is a story of disaster. Caller, you on the line?
Yes, sir. Good night.
Go ahead.
Good night, man. How you doing?
It's a very interesting conversation, I'm enjoying it.
Thank you, my friend.
I want to put something in there.
Sure.
You know, what the previous caller said about back in the day,
mm-hmm.
right? How you could, the man could just go and work hard and get a house, get a house or whatever.
Yes, sir.
You know, my heart goes out to the young people today because mm-hmm. remember now, the property from this was changed where foreigners had come and owned.
Mm-hmm.
Property's gone sky high.
Yes.
And a lot of people do not make the kind of money. You know, everybody's paying minimum wage or just above minimum wage. Just the people are giving their employees. And then the government taxing everybody so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for people to even own a property.
It is. It is.
What you paying for a little piece of property mm-hmm. right now? You could have built a duplex or a triplex back in the day.
Yeah.
But that I thought was buying the property and building.
Yeah.
So it ain't just, you know, people just being lackadaisical or not being wise enough mm-hmm. to afford their money. They're not really making any money.
I like it.
Absolutely.
And then the price going up so high on the property, you can't buy a property.
Yeah, it's all relative, my friend. You're very right. Yeah. You're very right. Let me get to some of these text messages.
Before you go, do you know how much I paid for a 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom house in 1981?
$40,000.
How you know? Darwin Smart, eh?
$40,000.
$44,000.
Do you know, the house I grew up in was a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom.
Yes.
We moved in there when I was 7 years old,
mm-hmm.
a week before I turned 8. And that house cost $32,000.
Okay.
Right. Wow.
Now watch this. When I was in my teens,
mm-hmm.
late teens, my mother added on. She added on, she closed in the front porch,
mm-hmm.
added on, extended the kitchen, and added on a washroom and a grocery storage room.
Yes.
And she turned the living room into
a bedroom.
A bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then the front porch was turned into the living room.
Yes, sir. Mm.
That alone cost a $29,000.
My lord.
The price of the hundred and love.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, we know where you were going, my brother. Yeah, that's what we got going on.
Your mama's smart. She's not a mean host family.
That's great contribution.
Even the cost of bill right now
yeah.
is so high.
Yeah, yes. $200 a square foot. $200 mm-hmm. a square foot. And they cold with that. Yeah.
And they cold with that.
I appreciate you, my brother.
I appreciate your call, my brother. I got to get this other caller. Caller, you on the line? Last caller for the day? Then we got to get to the text.
I had a call back.
Oh, you had to. Go ahead.
Educational. You know, God, if I deploy my brave news right now,
mm-hmm.
I will never do no more salary reduction. Everybody who come in the civil service.
Yes.
See, we believe it's called, see, they got our people slaves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they got car, salary reduction.
Mm-hmm.
They get land. No, stop that. Now, who wants salary reduction has the back on them?
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Let them compete.
Mm-hmm.
Let them compete. They've taken the watch of our people, God, and man, hey, you guys making some sense today.
Well, see, we love you guys,
me,
man.
Let me tell
this
you
what, doing.
What God wants. See, the Moses rule, they curse. They got us messed with. Hey, God, I want to say some different ways.
Say it tomorrow. 2 to 4, yeah. We can be here. Say it tomorrow. I dare you to say
and
it tomorrow.
Anybody who get him money and stuff, is going to be taking the business.
Mm-hmm.
They shall come, need to be taking the car.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, man.
You're going to talk to the business. Look at for years. See, I used to play softball. Fuck my team up here by the Ministry of Education,
mm-hmm.
the whole education on Shirley Street and College Avenue. The hospital could have been ascended along.
Gambi cousin. Chris Clare Lyons, thank you for your contribution today. Clare Lyons, that was the last call for the day. Let's get with these text messages. Darwin, while Garth has a point, there are those of us who did our schooling and are still finding it difficult to get that mortgage. Back in the day, they could build a house without a mortgage. Now banks control the access to housing. Because you generally cannot afford to build out of pocket, it is too expensive. $10,000 could have gotten you a piece of property back then. Now the same property is $80,000 to $100,000. And that's in the space of 2 generations.
I think we can address that tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Just put a point on that. I want to touch that tomorrow.
The F&M housing revolution doesn't put the government into the housing business, but rather establishes independent housing trusts via legislation and policy that the government cannot interfere with, no more than it or you can tell CFIL how to invest or divest monies given to them to manage. The government's personal goal of 2,000 units creates an environment that makes it easier for us to meet the nearly $5,000 5,000 housing units we need per year. The 3,000 plus additional housing units and the 50,000 hospitality keys will be built and managed by the private sector. Next text message. As a construction company owner and blessed with 80 plus years of life, God bless you, my friend. I wait for the solutions you promised. I hear callers reflecting on how it used to be. My brothers are talking or are taking about, I think you meant talking, about getting together and building. Nine of them can say they personally know someone who has done this. Please tell me where in the last 40 to 50 years this occurred. What back in the day they were speaking of? Even I, a non-technical person beyond this phone use over the last dozen years, knows the world and the Bahamas has changed. Wishing what was would make me happy again to be 30 with what I know. Last text. Garth and Darvin. We, the Bahamians, are hurting badly, living from paycheck to paycheck. Can't afford these so-called government-cost homes. Like the caller said, nothing seems to be working right in this country. We need and want a change of leaders. Also, PM Davis, please, I still want and need my promised money sooner than December. So, caller, you asked for some solutions, and we'll probably, I don't know, Mark, I don't know, Garth is going to be chopping it up tomorrow, him and Gabby, to talk any more housing. But I will be a man of my word, and in the last 2 minutes, at least give you a couple of ideas and suggestions. So, one. On the rental side, I think we need to get to the place where maybe we consider rooming houses as an option. So this is like back in the day when I was in college. You rented a room and you shared the kitchen and the living room. It would be four people. You had your own private entrance. Everybody had their own private entrance to your bedroom, which contains a small sitting area, your television, and your own private ensuite bathroom. That's one. The second way that you can do it is we can move to a Section 8 type model where we cap what you pay in rent at 30% of your wages. So even if you make minimum wage, that's $360. And the government funds the other portion to pay the landlord a market-based rent. Thirdly, C. Allen had mentioned a point, but I will elucidate it a little differently. One of the things that you can do is you can consider creating or building mixed-use properties where the government would say to the developer, 30% of this building is going to be used for subsidized rental units. These people are going to pay a below-market rental rate, and the others will pay potentially an above-market. The government will, quote-unquote, subsidize it either by giving you the land at concessionary rates, or they will work with the banks to give you a mortgage or buy down the mortgage at a concessionary rate. So that's three on the rental side. On the purchase side, a couple of things that the government can do and consider. I prefer that the government go and repurpose the inventory that is available, either the foreclosed inventories that the banks should be required to take the loss on, not the government of the Bahamas. You can repurpose a significant, those are thousands of homes that are available for repurposing. You can repurpose them into duplexes instead of just single family units. They're called patio homes in some parts of the world, where you buy just half of a duplex instead of having to buy a single family residence. That would, in essence, take each of those single families. You might need legislation, for example, to modify the zoning in residential neighborhoods, but having a duplex in a single family, I'm not talking about a full multifamily, fourplex and eightplexes. I'm just saying allow single family homes to be converted into duplexes or patio homes would go a long way in bringing down the cost of a residence to provide housing for people. And then the second suggestion that I would make around the housing situation is I believe that a rent-to-home process would work provided the government, as I said, either purchase those that are foreclosed, that are abandoned, and can be by eminent domain acquired by the government, reselling it back to you at cost, and making it a requirement that you renovate the home, have the money you need to renovate the home prior to us turning that home and the title over to you. If you're unable to do that, you will rent the home for a year during the rent-to-own program, and if you're unable to come up with the funds to renovate the home properly, that flips to the next person who is able to do another rent-to-own for another year and acquire the funds needed to renovate the property. So those are my humble suggestions in the short time that we have on this Sunday on Remark.
Well, I thank Darvin Russell once again for being here to host the show Remark, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. Listen, we had a great time. We always have a great time on Sunday. This is the prelude now for tomorrow's show, Garden Talk Radio today at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. That's 2 p.m. after Z-Line. It will be our program, Guardian Radio Today. And I'll be here. I'm looking forward to Chit Culmer being here. Gabby said she's going to pass on through. I think Darwin is going to be taking tomorrow off. But we're going to miss him. But I'm going to bring some more additional talk to this conversation after Chit leaves. I'll talk a little bit more about housing. But it's been a great conversation, folks. It's great having you here. Make sure next week you're here Sunday for Remark at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We love you, and we love talking with you. Have a great one. Until we talk again.